Welcome to your Monex USA Daily Market Update for Friday, February 6, 2026. The US dollar is back on the decline this morning, losing ground across the board as risk appetite makes a cautious return. After a turbulent week marked by growing pessimism and uncertainty, particularly around tech equity gains, investors are showing signs of buying the dip. Bitcoin, cryptocurrencies, and other asset classes are seeing renewed interest following 3 days of major sell-offs. Now, today was supposed to be all about labor figures, but the partial U.S. government shutdown that began last Saturday has thrown a wrench into the works. Federal bureaus are unable to provide the usual statistical analysis, leaving us with just one key data point, the University of Michigan's Consumer Sentiment Survey for February, which is set to be released at 10 a.m. Eastern. Expectations suggest a slightly more negative outlook compared to January's results. Zooming out, the labor market is facing challenges not seen since the darkest days of the Great Recession in 2008 and 2009. While the long-term narrative remains unclear, this uncertainty has kept the U.S. dollar on a roller coaster ride with no clear trajectory. On the currency front, the Indian rupee has staged an impressive recovery, gaining 1.0% against the dollar after resolving key trade issues with the U.S. This makes the rupee the second-best-performing currency against the buck today. Among the G10 currencies, the Australian dollar is also making gains, up by 0.5%. Looking ahead, all eyes will be on the non-farm payroll figures, which are now scheduled for release next Wednesday, February 11. These numbers will be critical in shaping the market's next moves. Let's take a closer look at the euro. After a rough start to the year, the single currency is attempting to claw back some ground this morning, gaining just under 0.25% against the US dollar. The euro to US dollar pair is now trading closer to levels seen before last month's Federal Reserve and European Central Bank meetings, aligning more closely with the region's macroeconomic data. In terms of inflation, French CPI data released this morning showed a 4.1% annual increase, while Germany's year-over-year inflation came in slightly lower at 3.8%. These figures are helping to stabilize the euro after weeks of volatility. Shifting gears to the Canadian dollar, or the loonie, it hasn't been a major mover today, but there's a story worth noting. January's net change in employment came in at a disappointing negative 24,800, a sharp contrast to the forecasted addition of 5,000 jobs. This contraction, driven largely by losses in part-time work, has erased the strong labor market gains we saw in the fourth quarter of 2025. As a result, the loonie is now trading about 1.5% below its historical high against the US dollar, which it reached back in October 2024. That's it for today's Daily Market Update. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you next time with more insights to keep you ahead of the curve. Have a great day! Disclaimer: this podcast is for informational purposes only and does not constitute financial advice. Please consult with a professional for specific investment decisions.